this is Jeff Steiner from Americans in France, and I am talking with Mike Baudet. Mike, are you there?
Hi, Jeff. How are you? Yes, I am. I'm in Megève. Megève is more than a 1,000-year-old Alpine village that's located about 75 kilometers from Geneva. It's in the French Alps. It's at the foot of Mont Blanc, the highest mountain in Europe.
Why are you in Megève?
Well, Megève is, for the business that I'm in, which is a small, a very high-level private ski school, working almost exclusively with Anglo-Saxons located in all of Europe. We do have Americans and Canadians and Australians that come in to visit Europe, and they come and ski in the French Alps. It's perfectly located from a logistical point of view from Geneva Airport, and it's a quick drive, so it's almost as easy as going skiing in the United States if somebody lived on the East Coast. In less than an hour, you're from the airport in Geneva, you're skiing in the French Alps in a beautiful old village with small chalets and very, very nice hotels, four-star, five-star hotels and restaurants.
So it's a ski station, but it's also a farming village.
It's an old farming village, one of the few that in an alpine ski area still has 40 working farms where the primary product are cows that that make a specific cheese called reblochon. Some of the dishes that they make with that is a tartiflette or...
What's the tartiflette?
A tartiflette is a typical meal made with smoked bacon, onions, potatoes, and of course reblochon cheese with some cream. And all of that is put in the oven and cooked up together. And it's absolutely fantastic. It's a resort that was founded by Naomi Rothschild, the Rothschild family, back in about 60, 70 years ago.
How big of a ski area is it? Because it's actually pretty big, right?
It's huge. And there are plans to link it up with another 2-3 ski areas, which would probably make it the largest domain in all of the French ski resort areas. We're looking at about 114 lifts. Beautiful domain. Once again, it's cut in the trees, which is very particular in France. You don't have many areas.
And during the summertime, it's pastures.
Oh, it's all pasture land. So if you, like most ski areas everywhere now, have snow cannons, you're always assured of snow as long as it's cold, because you can make 15 centimeters of snow and ski on that because the cows are out there grazing all summer long.
And what's the name of your school?
It's Ski Pros Megève.
And your nickname is Megève Mike, is that right?
Yes. If you want to find me and you forget my name, you can always put in Megève Mike in Google and you'll find it.
Why did you end up in Megève?
I had sold my real estate company in San Diego and in Denver back in 88. And I moved to France at that time and worked in all the major ski areas. So I have just a little of an aside here. I have people that come out and want to go to this area, go to that area, all in a week. And we do that all the time. We can the proximity of ski areas to Megève or to each other is very, very close here in Europe. So it's easy to do on a day trip. And a family choice that's perfect. There are no cars in the village. It's all cobblestone. There's horse-drawn sleighs.
You taught me to ski, and I started from zero. And we skied, I can't remember, it's the lower levels, and it wasn't for the whole day. I think it was 15 euros.
A half-day pass is comparatively speaking, if you want to just take it, because that's the way to look at it, comparatively to the United States, it's much less expensive. I look at ski lessons and lift ticket prices in the United States. They've just gone over the top. Lift passes here, if you take a full day pass, and that's only on a daily basis. Of course, it's lower if one goes on a weekly basis, but it's like 33 euros a day.
And you do groups, you do individuals?
We do primarily private lessons that work on a four-hour basis at 9 to 1 or 1:30 to 1700. We do groups, corporate groups. We've done many big corporate groups coming out of London in the financial market. Within a range of 20 minutes from Megève, there are five ski areas you can ski. And if you want to push a little further, and I always tell people coming in from the United States, I say, listen, I got to take you. It's a 2-hour drive, but we can go through the Mont Blanc tunnel, which is a must. You go through the tunnel and you go down the Aosta Valley, and from Megève, it's a 2-hour drive. You can ski the Italian Alps with Cervinia and go over and ski into Zermatt, Switzerland, all in 2 hours from here.
You also told me you skied the Vallée Blanche.
Absolutely beautiful experience. It's one of those wonders of the world. It's a feast for your eyes, but you need a guide, and it's a good idea to have a guide. It's a must. But you're skiing down a long, beautiful valley with all of the majestic peaks all around. It's very easy. It's not a difficult thing to do. An intermediate skier can do it. The problem is there are crevasses, which is why you need to take a guide.
Actually, you're skiing on a glacier, and so there are cracks in the glacier.
Called crevasses, and when there's a good snowfall, all the crevasses are covered with snow, sometimes fully covered, and sometimes snow bridges that allow you to pass. But you have to, once again, I absolutely insist that you use a guide to go and do that.
It's long.
It's very long.
And you have to take the cable car to the Aiguille de Midi, to very almost to the base of the Mont Blanc, right?
Exactly. In the center of Chamonix, you have a cable car that takes you to the Aiguille du Midi, and it's from there that you ski down the Vallée Blanche. From the top of the cable car at the Aiguille du Midi, you'll walk about 100, 200 steps down, and then you're on the snow, and you'll ski all the way down the Vallée Blanche into, and when I did it in 1975, in April, May, we skied right to the village.
What's it like running a business in France?
It's very competitive, like any business anywhere. But here particularly, especially in a small village that has its established ski school, and that's the case in all of the Alpine villages. It's usually locals, local kids who go through the programs, the racing programs, and become ski instructors. To open up a competitive entity that competes with these big ski school, if you will.
And the big ski school is the ESF.
That's correct, the École de Ski Français. It's not easy. It was very difficult for the first 2-3 years. There was some intimidation, of course, because we were supposedly taking their place on their mountain. And because we're government licensed, we can go anywhere. At the time, it was only in France, but now we can go anywhere in Europe because of the EU. The difficulty, quite frankly, was that the French ski school, had a monopoly on every hotel because everybody's a brother or a sister or a cousin or an uncle of all the hotels and of all the taxis and everything. So everything was channeled through and to the French ski school. And the fact that I spoke French and English perfectly, it had a lot of marketing skills coming from my real estate days. And it created there was a perfect opportunity to develop what we do, which is a very high level, not just run of the mill ski lesson programs that was needed and absolutely filled a void. And the competition breeds better products and better services, as we both know. It created a situation where we're booked up a year in advance.
When you say high level, you don't necessarily mean that you couldn't teach a beginner.
Oh, absolutely not. We love beginners. We love kids. We love people. We have even people that start skiing at 85, or people that just don't know where to go and want to visit different areas, like we mentioned before. It's a pleasure to take beginners, especially if we can get them as beginners, because then we know that they're getting exactly the lesson that they need and the attention that they need.
What's a French dish you cook?
Oh, bœuf carotte, beef with carrots. So you brown up a nice piece of beef and carrots. You cook them separately in a big cast iron pot. put a little bit of flour, caramelize up the carrots with a little bit of sugar and butter, just a tiny bit of sugar. Put it all together, pour some good wine from Burgundy, a good red, and just let it simmer and simmer and simmer and simmer. You put bay leaves, put a little bit of thyme, and it's fantastic. Another thing that's very good is, and you can do it easily yourself, is a cheese fondue. The nice way to make a real good cheese fondue is to use 1/3 Emmental, 1/3 Comté, and some good Gruyere, a little bit of white wine, and you have to stir in it all the time. You do it not on the stove. Do it always in a thick bottom, thick sided fondue pot.
In the oven, you mean?
No. For a cheese fondue, you would want to do it on a flame. You just keep stirring it. That's the secret. And you've got to take it up slowly. And that's another one where you rub the pot before you put the wine and the cheese in. You want to rub the pot with a clove of garlic, and then you throw the clove away. You don't leave it in the pot. That's really, really good. The whole secret is the proper mix of the three cheeses. And the Comté is a nice one. Just to use a decent white wine from Savoie.
Oh, from Savoie, okay.
Savoie, Haute Savoie, as you know, one of the Alpine regions in France where Megève is located, is in Haute Savoie, and then you have Savoie, which is just below it, and these are called departments. They're departments in France. Haute Savoie is known as, by the designation, 74.
Right.
So if you're driving down the road and you see a license plate and you see 74, you know that it's Haute Savoie, and Savoie is 73.
We'll sometimes make our fondue. We just use Abondance.
Oh, yes. Very. That's nice, too.
Yeah, somebody told me, somebody from, we both live in Haute Savoie, so somebody locally told me just melt that. They just said you just, and I did it. It's not so bad. It's pretty good.
It's nice to use a mix.
Yeah, mix is nice too.
Because a lot of people just use Gruyere or Swiss cheese, you know, Swiss Emmental, and it's just too rubbery. The mixture of the Comté, the Gruyere, and why not Abondance? It's a lovely, lovely cheese. It's fantastic.
What is something that you don't like about France?
The difficulty with the administration. It's since 1988, it's changed dramatically. Lots can be done on the internet, but everything having to do with administration can be long. That's why creating a business is not the easiest thing to do in the world. You should always talk to somebody. The other thing is time delays and the hoops you have to jump through to put a transaction together to buy a piece of real estate.
What is something you like about France?
The time that people take to enjoy a meal, life. There's hustle and bustle, obviously, in the big cities, but the respect of the family, the time together, that's pretty special.
What are some of the cultural differences you've noticed between America and France?
I think that food plays a very important role. Good food, sitting down and taking time, the openness of wine at the table. You'll see families that have a small glass of wine, even very young, so that it's not a taboo, but it needs to be respected. It's in the United States, it's rare that you'd ever see somebody young sitting at a table and having a glass of wine. Not that they drink. I mean, when I say a glass of wine, it's just a taste. You dip your lips in it. It's not really to drink the whole thing. But that's a taboo that I found in the United States that isn't so here.
What would be your suggestion for anybody who was thinking of moving to France?
Come and visit first. Come and spend a month driving around, and then once you've decided where you want to go, because there's so many things to do and so many places to see, so many lovely places to live, the question becomes one of going there and renting a place for a month and really getting into the nitty-gritty, especially if you're going to buy something. Very important. Get people that have done what you want to do as good friends to advise you, to help you along on the ramifications of a move, to really enlighten you.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
And don't be afraid to ask questions. Just don't go blindly into anything without having been very informed.
Right, and I think realize it's different in France than it is in America.
And don't expect the friendliness of Americans in general to be the same here. It's not.
Normally, if you say bonjour, kind of starts you on the good road. You have to say bonjour, and you never ask anybody how they are. You never say comment allez-vous, you just say bonjour, and then you...
It's very important. Some places, some people will look at you as, well, why are you even addressing me? You know, we don't know each other. If you go into what we call a commerçant, let's say a boulangerie, a place that makes bread and croissants, which are, by the way, fantastic here, and pastries, you would always say bonjour. But if you're walking down the street and you somebody's crossing your path, you wouldn't necessarily say bonjour. If you did, people would look at you askance and say, what do you want?
It is true. That can be true. I think that is true. Except if you know the person. Sometimes,
if you know the person and you don't say hello, then you've got a problem.
Then you've got a problem. You have to kind of know.
But you wouldn't. You know, if I walked out the door, my place here in Megève, I'm very well known up here. So I say hello to everybody. But I when I first came to Europe, went to France, you know, I said hello to everybody like we say back home. You run into people you don't know. You just still say hello.
Yeah, I did that.
And here, if you do that, they're going to look at you, what do you want? What's your problem?
Anything else you'd like to add?
I would hope that Americans come out and visit this country. Take the time. Don't try and do it too quickly, because there's so much to see. There's so many places to go. I think that if you come out, you get established here, if you spend more than 2 to 3 years, you'll have a hard time going back home.
Okay, Mike, it's been very nice talking with you.
It's been a pleasure, Jeff.
All right, take it easy.
You take care. Thanks.